Recording from Bass Hole Studios in Hollywood, California.
California.
You're listening to I'm an Asshole with Doug Bass. We've all been one, so let's talk about it. Now, here's your host, Doug Bass.
He's an asshole, sir.
He's an asshole.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to I'm an Asshole. My name's Doug Bass. What's up, assholes? Hope everyone's having a great day. Thanks for joining the podcast. Make sure you follow us on the YouTube channel at Doug Bass Comedy and follow all our social media links at A-Hole Podcast. You know, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, Patreon, Instagram, all that stuff at A-Hole Podcast. Guys, we got a great show today. Comedian Jen Murphy is in the studio. Rob DeRoche is here as well. Guys, I feel like I'm surrounded by assholes. Let's do this thing, shall we?
I'm surrounded by assholes.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, man? What's up, assholes?
What's up, assholes? Oh, fucking dicks. Fucking dicks. Yes, exactly. Jen, how are you? Welcome to I'm an Asshole. Oh, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
Of course, yeah. Rob, how are you doing? Rob, are you going to put your headphones on? Are you going to participate today?
Yeah, I am. Fuck you fucking asshole. Jeez. I'm just looking at the shade over here on me. There's like, you know, light.
Well, you know what? I told you to bring that extra light.
You know what? All right, sorry. All right, that's my bad. It's all my fault.
Yeah, the lighting is off today because
my
wife took the extra ring light to on her business trip, so we're down.
Why does she need a ring light?
She's got to she's got to work from wherever she is. She's always remote these days, so she has a ring light with her at all times. Everyone should. You never know when you might have a Zoom meeting.
Jen, did you carry your ring light with you today?
Yes, I always have my ring light. I got this backpack.
Exactly.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
So how is everyone? Jen, how you been? What's going on? Are you you've been performing a lot lately since COVID is kind of ending, sort of?
Yeah, this is kind of the best I've felt in the last year. Things are opening up again. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've booked a couple live shows, so it feels like it's getting back.
That's great.
Yeah. And I'm happy to be here on a podcast where I can truly be myself.
When are you not yourself? What are you talking about? Who holds you back? I've never seen you on stage going like, I can't be myself.
Well, I don't think I normally would have said anything about the dog hair, but I felt like I felt the asshole vibe in here, and I was like, I can say something.
Are you an anti-dog person, or do you like dogs, or no?
I don't dislike dogs.
Okay. So you don't like them. It's okay. I know there's people out there that don't like them.
I saw a dog get run over by a car, and let's just say I wouldn't get mad or sad.
Okay, in my defense.
Dark. That's dark.
In my defense, I get rashes with dogs jump on me.
Right.
Like, I have a bit of an allergy to them.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Shit.
So you might have wanted to take a Claritin before, because I own a dog business, so.
Oh, I was wondering if that was your car.
That's my car. Yeah, dogs dig Doug, yeah.
You didn't put two and two together. You're like, I'm going to Doug's house.
I didn't.
This car's parked in front of Doug's house.
Oh, my God.
I did not put the two together.
Well,
that can't be the same Doug.
That's not the same Doug.
I didn't think he had enough time on his hands.
I really don't. I've noticed that lately. It's like, thank God there's like a pandemic and work has not been as busy as usual. So there's more time to screw around with a podcast, I'd say. All right, let's play a clip of Jen's stand-up.
Oh, all right.
Here we go.
Oh, fun.
See, I had this queued up and then it didn't work.
What an asshole. Oh, now you're... No.
I like assholes. That's my problem. Why are they so attractive?
So perfect.
Are there other women here who love assholes? And you probably can't say it because you're sitting right next to them. You're like, shh, we'll talk after the show. What is it that makes them so attractive? I don't know. I've been drinking too much lately. It's because I tried to get into that relationship. I just became an alcoholic instead. Is that normal? Is that a normal reaction to intimacy? I think I waited too long. Like, I've been single my whole life. You can't wait till almost 40 and then be like, I'm going to be intimate now. After just like a lifetime of one-night stands, right? I'm like, oh, we have to look at each other? Nobody ever told me that relationships are really just like the world's longest staring contest. Right? Because eventually you run out of shit to talk about and you're like, you're still here?
Oh, that was great stuff. I had it queued up, and then, of course, the page refreshed. So.
Yeah, but how perfect that you...
It was. It worked out.
Yeah, it worked out.
Queuing it up with assholes. I like that.
Oh, my God, this is going to be a
your
assholeness
is in sequence.
Right, it was meant to happen.
Sequence, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The universe is working.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we are on Clubhouse, by the way. If anyone is interested in coming on stage and talking to us live, raise
is
your hand.
Is anybody on?
There's three people on.
We do have
a speaker.
Hand.
Let's see. All right. Jill.
Hello.
Jill, hi. How are you? Welcome to I'm an
good,
Asshole.
Thanks. Yeah, I am an asshole, though.
Now, you're a comedian from Scotland, it says here.
Exciting. I am, but I live in Australia now.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
It's a lot. Debatable.
Have you been an asshole before?
What do you call an asshole in Australia?
Yeah, how do you say asshole in...
Do you guys say the
I
same?
Don't know. Do you know what? I've only lived here 15 years and I can't deal with the language. Like, I'm in denial. I'm in a Scottish bubble.
Scottish bubble.
Yeah.
I love your dialect.
How do you call someone an asshole in Scottish? Is that like a...
I don't think... You call them an arse.
An arse?
Arse.
That's like Sean Connery.
You're an arse.
You're a wee shite as well.
Which is nicer than an arse.
Oh.
Do they have a show called I'm a Wee Shite?
They might. we might be competing with them.
You know what? I think that's niche, and I think I'm absolutely going to set that up immediately. I'm a Wee Shite with Jill.
There you go.
Now, how is the comedy scene in Australia? Is it happening right now, or what's going on?
Well, I live in Western Australia, which is like... it's like the arsehole of Australia. It's
so that's where we would want to go if we were taking this show.
Thank you
on tour.
For describing exactly where you are on the map.
Yeah. Like, every country has their armpit or asshole area, I think.
Do you know how it was sold to me by my husband before we came? He said, and this was a selling point that he said, it's the most isolated city in the Southern Hemisphere. And I thought it was a joke. I was like, oh, hilarious. Yeah, it is. Like, we're near nothing. Honestly, nothing. So, we are surrounded by desert.
So what
it's
do you
like
do?
The Hunger Games. Nothing.
Nothing? Just go on Clubhouse? Is that it? Thank God for Clubhouse? Is that what you're saying?
Are you kidnapped or something? Is that what you're trying to
tell
us?
Yeah, if you need help, hit your microphone twice.
Who does she perform for?
Yeah, so where do you perform, Jill? Do you go anywhere?
Oh, look, we don't have COVID here, so we never really got it because I
wait a minute, Tom Hanks got it there.
Yeah, but he was in Melbourne.
He wasn't in the asshole. He was on the outside of the asshole.
So the asshole does not have COVID.
He was in the armpits. So serves him right.
And that's science. You don't get in the armpit.
Right.
You don't. You know, Western Australia is so boring, even a pandemic avoided us.
There you go.
Oh man!
All right. Well, do you have any questions for us, Jill? We have comedian Jen Murphy in our studio today. Rob DeRoja's here.
She's an American comedian.
Wow. Yeah.
You're all fancy with your like nice accents who can tell proper jokes.
Our nice accents. I love your accent. Well, I wish I had your accent.
You don't. Everyone just says I sound like Mrs. Doubtfire. So.
That is true. Yeah.
Is that your first?
Is that my actual accent? Exactly. No, I'm just putting it on. I'm just keeping it in character really well.
I think she just called us to do her act.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna guess. What nationality are you? Are you black or Asian?
Hispanic.
I'm looking at her. I'm looking at her picture. Her picture is right here. I'm looking at it.
I was white as the driven snow. It's an affliction. But honestly, in Scotland, we're all this color. It's because we don't get any sun. You know, like when we go to the beach, like we're blue. We're not even white on the beach.
You're
transparent. We're like beyond. Yeah. Correct. We're like jellyfish.
You got to load up on suntan lotion. That's what you got to do. All right. Well, Jill, thanks for coming up on stage here. I'm gonna move you back to the audience for now.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Jill.
Thank
you.
Thanks, Jill.
Bye. You're bashed.
Yeah, there we go. We got some Clubhouse action. There you go.
I've never been on Clubhouse. This is exciting. Oh my God.
Are you not on Clubhouse, Jill?
It's on my phone, but I never open it.
Right. It's the new thing. Rob hates it.
I don't really understand it, so I just.
I don't know.
I get it, sort of.
Jen, one day I'm sitting at home in my underwear, just like, you know.
Which doesn't matter because it's an audio-based app. I don't know why you have to tell us that.
I'm just ready to go to bed. I'm watching like Law and Order or whatever. This guy, I got a text message from him saying like Clubhouse. I'm like, oh, sure, I'll join. I go in and all of a sudden it's like this whole like other people are joining and then I'm a moderator. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is going on?
I threw you a bone, man. I threw you a Clubhouse bone and you were like, and you threw it back.
I couldn't leave and all of a sudden I'm there for like an hour and a half just like talking to people. It was fun, but it was still like, it was like thrown into it. I was like winding down from a day of drinking. I just want to be done.
Yeah. You got a network on Clubhouse. That's the new place to be. That's where the new shows are. There's Clubhouse shows. I know. People are doing open mics on there and everything. We're part of the Comedy Podcast Club. We're going to have Bill Burr on this Sunday. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
That's really exciting.
You might want to pop on.
Fancy.
Yeah. Oh, now you want to get involved?
Oh, no. Can I be the moderator for that one?
No.
I want to get involved now.
Send me an invite.
Oh, I did. I'll be in my underwear. You didn't respond to it.
Wait, is this the Firestarter one? Or?
No. I'm in Fireside Jail right now. So we'll see.
Oh, you're in Fireside Jail?
Yeah, I got arrested.
Oh, my God.
You can get arrested on Clubhouse?
No, it's Fireside. That's
Mark Cuban's app, which is the answer to Clubhouse. So I don't know what's going on with that. It's still in beta. They're both still in beta. But anyway. So, Jen, we listened to your comedy. I know we segued from that after we watched it. Sorry. So how long have you been doing stand-up?
It's been about 14 years now.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been a long time.
And you've been on, like, Last Comic Standing.
I did a lot more TV when I was newer, surprisingly.
Mm-hmm. Really? That's great.
You know, they like that fresh blood.
And then blowing up.
You're done. Came out.
You're still working, and you worked at the Alameda Comedy Club recently.
Oh, no, I'm still working.
Yeah. You started in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you from that area?
This is the problem. I started in New York, but I think when I started, I didn't really realize I was going to do it full time. Mm-hmm. And I left shortly after and came to LA because this is where I'm from.
Oh, you're from here. Okay.
In hindsight, I'm like, I probably should have stayed in New York. It doesn't matter now. But
right.
I should have left LA. Yeah,
it would have been.
I grew up in North New Jersey, which is pretty much the New York area. But I didn't start until, I moved here when I was like, you know, 20s or whatever.
Yeah,
so I always regret, you know, not starting in college or something like that. But
yeah, it's just when you look back, I'm such an idiot because I got into comedy by meeting Colin Quinn. Mm-hmm. He was the first person I did like 3 minutes for.
Oh, awesome.
And he was just helping out a friend. Like there was a couple of us where he doesn't teach stand-up, but he did this little workshop, whatever, for an acting studio that I was in. And he said to me, he's like, come back to me when you have an hour. And I was like, I had no idea what he was talking about. I was like, oh, yeah, huh? I had no idea.
You're like, I have an hour this afternoon if you're
free. I have an hourglass. Does that count? Or?
I literally just no clue. I had no idea what, like, my mind just didn't comprehend what he was talking about. And now in hindsight, I'm like, oh, the guy would have helped me if I stayed and like.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good.
I had nothing. No idea.
Yeah.
Wait, time out. We have Colin Quinn on the phone right now.
Just completely.
He just called right now. Yeah, he's saying, you got a new deal. You're on his new show. Colin Quinn.
He's like, you finally got that hour. There you go.
Oh my God, I'm sweating so much. You know how some people are just sort of, you know, they can. They're okay with their jokes, but they're so good at networking that they rise to the top.
Of course.
I think I'm pretty good telling jokes, but just completely hurt my career with my networking. It just goes down. It goes into the negative.
Well, networking is...
I feel the same way.
I'm so bad.
Networking is hard because it's like a whole different beast, and you got to be really like aware and like, you know, conscious of like, oh, I got to go meet these people and have the energy and social skills to do it. And I'm like an introvert, extrovert. I'm just like, I'd rather pop on stage than like go like meet people and talk.
Yeah. Well, and part of it is schmooze. Just... Part of it is, like I said too, like now I understand... But when it was happening, my brain didn't comprehend the business side of it, and it didn't even dawn on me. Now, in hindsight, you're like, oh, my God, how many opportunities did I, like...
I feel the same.
Right.
But that's life, I guess.
Exactly.
I mean,
it is.
Whatever.
You're happy. That's all that matters,
right? Exactly. Well, before
she didn't even say yes or anything. She didn't even nod her head. You're happy.
Well, I will say I've had so much fun doing stand-up all these years. It's always been fun.
I mean, if you're not having fun, you might as well not do it.
Yeah.
I mean, we did a show at the Chateau
last night. Our first,
the Chateau.
My first re-entry into live shows again. I'd say besides the mics.
Have you been to the Comedy Chateau?
Yeah. I have a show there Sunday. I have not been yet.
Oh, maybe we'll walk by and check out your show on Sunday.
Oh, could you get us comps?
I can. Wait, is it good? Is it bad? Is it?
No, I'm not going to say either one.
It was fun. It was fun. It's new. I'm just going to say it's new.
It's a new club.
And that might explain certain things.
Is it outside?
Outside, yep.
They have on the sidewalk.
They have a little, no, not on the sidewalk. It's like a back patio. It was like their parking lot, and then they turned it into like an outdoor venue.
The guy that was doing it, I told him, you know, when he first asked me, I'm like, I'll help you promote because I've known this guy for a long time.
Which guy is it?
Benny Mena.
Oh, you're doing Benny's show. Oh, yeah, I know Benny. Yeah, okay.
Super nice. But then I get the flyer, and it's like, tickets are $20. And I'm like, I can't ask my friends.
Well, that's what I'm contemplating right now, you know.
You have comps, though. He'll give you comps.
Well, he just then emailed today and was like, oh, we decided to do comps because there's no tickets. I'm like, yeah, $20 is a lot.
That's what I'm saying,
man. The lineup is not...
Right.
It's like, have you seen like the Supernova lineup? I don't know how much those tickets are. But
those
that's
are 30,
an,
I it's, think.
We talked
that's
about
an
this.
Amazing lineup.
It's impossible right now to perform somewhere when you have all the best of the best. It's like, and Jen Murphy. Or like, I'm not saying anything like, but it's like, we're hosting shows like
I'm
that.
Not insulted
you know?
By
exactly.
That.
Like, even the host is somebody that's probably like a big name. And you're like, fuck. Like, How am I supposed to get on the show? Like,
right, you're competing with all the names. Yeah, exactly. So yeah,
everything needs to open the fuck up so like there's more shows and then those people can go somewhere or go on tour or something like that to give shows for other people. Well, because so many people left LA, which is great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah. Well, before we get to the asshole story, Rob, you shave your balls, right?
I do shave my balls.
Yeah. Have you tried smoothmyballs.com?
No. Usually I hire somebody.
Oh, well, you're making a mistake. Let me tell you something. All right. Because I tried smoothmyballs.com and their new product, the Turf Chopper 2.0. Look, Turf Chopper 2.0.
So it gets like any type of pubic hair?
Look, you're never going to nip your sack again. All right. It's a premium alloy blade glide that just smooths your balls seamlessly.
Really? And you can put it up and it won't cut my balls?
I tried it. I put it right up against my sack and I'm telling you. Like,
really?
No,
and you grabbed your ball?
No nicks at all. I had to try this thing.
I don't think I could do that.
I had to try it and it was amazing.
I have to see you do it.
I have a video. I'll show you later. But there's no scrape technology. It avoids cutting the sack. You can USB charge. That way you can plug it into your laptop, multitask while tending to those testes.
Does it matter how your sack is? Is it like hard or if it's like hanging?
It's better if it's hard, I think. Okay. I mean, if it's hanging, you might have to, you know, do some things. I know this is what Jen wants to hear right now. Jen, do you prefer a man that's manscaped? Manscaped is important, right?
I'll tell you what. If he's not, it's funny when you brought it up because I just recently encountered this. If a guy doesn't shave at all, he's not expecting a blowjob.
That's right. He's just like, I just want to have sex.
So yeah. I do prefer, I mean, I like it, you know, smooth. But if it's not, then I feel like, well, I don't have to go down there then. So that's on you.
That's on you, yeah.
Do you at least let him know that? Does he ever put his hand on the back of your head and then you're like, no, you didn't shave, so this is not going to
happen. You're like, you didn't use shavemyballs.com? How dare you show up like this?
It's an unspoken rule. I take a razor and put it to my taint to make sure everything's clean.
I mean, you got it. You got to stay up on this stuff. And the Turf Chopper is also water resistant, so you can bring it into the shower.
I don't like the name Turf Chopper
balls. You do like the name Turf Chopper.
I do like it. Yes, you're right.
Can women use it?
Yes, women can use it as well.
I might want one of these Turf Choppers.
Well, let me tell you something. If you want to get a Turf Chopper, this is what you got to do.
That's like the name of a penis.
Look, this is what you guys got to do if you want to get a Turf Chopper 2.0 from smoothmyballs.com. Go to smoothmyballs.com and use the code AHOLEPODCAST at checkout and you'll save some money. So make sure you guys do that, all right?
I might get one of those, yeah.
Date night's coming up. All right. Yeah. Anyway, so this is the Asshole Show, and guests come on, and they talk about a time in their life that they may have been an a-hole. It can be an isolated incident, a chunk of time in your life. Maybe you're one now, and you're dealing with it. Maybe someone was one to you, blah, blah, blah. So, Jen, is there anything that you'd like to share with our audience today?
Yes. I think I was more of an asshole when I was younger, because I was trying to think of some stories, and almost all of them came from when I was, like, 20.
That's prime asshole age, yeah.
That is, it's hard to be an asshole later on in life. Later on in life, you're not much of an asshole, I think.
When I was younger, so I didn't have a lot of sexual experience at that age. I didn't lose my virginity until I was, like, 18. Uh-huh. So when I was 20, there was this guy, I was doing a play, and one of the other cast members.
What was the play?
Dracula.
Oh,
nice. Who were you?
Yeah.
Were you?
I was the maid.
Nice.
Oh. And slash stage manager.
Okay.
It was a very small production.
Right.
Oh, you went both ways. There you go. It's in football terms, it's called going both ways. You played offense and defense.
There was a little bat that we had to like maneuver on a string, across the... It was very dramatic.
That's cool.
But during the production, I was flirting with one of the other cast members who at the time was probably like 30, much older man. But... So after, when it was over and we had like the wrap party and then we ended up hooking up and we're like, I was at his house and I was in his bed and I was almost naked. And then he decided to tell me that he had herpes.
Oh.
And I'd never dealt with that before and I didn't have enough experience. So I just like jumped out of his bed and I was like, I gotta go. And I just took off.
That's not an asshole story though.
No. Well, no, no.
If that happened now, I would talk to the guy about it or something. I wouldn't just like pop out of bed and like run out the door.
I can relate to a herpes story like that.
That happened to me as well. But so I don't consider myself being an asshole.
No, you just left?
Yeah, same situation.
You didn't say, no, I can't do it. Sorry.
I know. I just said, I can't. No, I'm sorry. I can't do this. She let me know. And I was just like, oh. And I just like literally stopped everything.
What date? Was this like a first encounter?
Thank you for letting me know and I got to go.
I had a similar situation. Someone's girl told me, like, maybe on the I'm drunk at the bar. It's like time to, like, we're going to go home and do this or not, you know? And then she tells me in the parking lot that she has herpes. And I passed out. I was like drunk and like, I literally like fell on the parking lot and she thought I was being an ass. She's like, that's not fun. That's the reaction. I was just put myself out, you know? And I was like, I didn't mean to do that. I just was very intoxicated. And then that information at that moment, it just didn't work well for me. I was like,
but it work though.
Your body
it
worked. Was like abort.
My body was like, abort. No, you're saying no, even though you want to say yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna try that.
Just
one
pass
day.
Out. Just pass out.
Just lay there and be like, you're faking it.
To get out of anything, just pretend to faint. Like.
But you also shouldn't wait till somebody's naked in your bed to tell them that information.
No, absolutely.
It needs to come out before.
It needs to come out like on the second date or something.
Same thing. Well, mine was more like that night I met, and then that happened, and it was like everything was happening, and. Yeah, she told me that, and I just left. And I don't think that's an asshole. That's just the...
But here's the thing with the herpes thing. I mean, like, is it...
Because even condoms don't really... I mean...
But unless they're having, like, an outbreak at that moment, I guess...
I mean,
there's a chance. There's a chance you can get it.
Love line now? We're going to get advice,
we've turned into
Dr.
Love line.
Drew?
Why not? Why not?
If they're not having an outbreak and you use a condom, you're very, very safe.
Right.
That's why I think it
no. But Rob, I guarantee that there's times you fucked up with people and they had herpes and they didn't say anything and you didn't get it and you're thankful
Thank
and whatnot.
God, yeah.
But if you knew, you'd be in your head and you'd be like, oh, fuck this, you know.
Right. But like,
it's almost better not to know. Like, let me take that, roll that dice and just see what happens.
I had a friend who had herpes and she was dating a new guy and she had to tell him and she was so nervous and she wasn't sure how to tell him. And this is how she came up with how to tell him. She went and she talked to him and she said, this is a real story. It sounds like a joke and it's not at all. She said to him, she said, roses are red, violets are blue. I've got herpes. How about you?
And so do you now. Surprise. So do you now.
He didn't talk to her again either.
Wait, yeah. I think, wasn't that made into a movie with...
Herpes the movie?
Yeah, Herpes the movie. Because that's kind of, I mean, that's what it sounded like. It was going to be like a love story.
It sounds like something I would make up, but she literally did that, and I've never forgotten it. Well,
guys,
so funny.
If you have herpes, make sure you go to... no, I'm just kidding.
And shave your balls.
We don't have a sponsor for that. Yet.
But that's not an asshole story. That's not...
All right,
that's looking out for yourself. You're looking out for your health.
All right, well, I have a bigger one from when I was 20.
Thank you, please. That's my
Rob's always disappointed with the first asshole story. It's okay.
You know why?
You're not alone.
It sometimes takes a little bit to like.
Well, people
wrap
have
up.
To get comfortable. You know,
this we is.
Have,
no, I'm comfortable.
We have Vinny Fastline in here, and he just cannot really tell us an asshole story.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Vinny's a nice guy.
Never been an asshole in his entire life.
He did tell us a story when we got off the air about like stealing a golf cart and leaving it on the side of the road.
That was an asshole was an story. Asshole and he told us a story about ghosting girls, but he didn't think that was an asshole. He thought he was being a good guy by ghosting.
No, that's an asshole.
And that's what I tried to explain to him. I'm like, you're a fucking asshole. And I told him, well, I've been that asshole. I know it's you're a coward. You're a fucking,
that is a coward.
Yeah, it's a coward. And I know that now. And it's like at the same time, even then I kind of knew it, but
you're a coward and an asshole.
Yeah.
I was. Glad that we got to the
bottom of this.
It's time to man up and just, all right.
Well, fuck you, Jen Murphy.
Well, Jen Murphy, a 20-year-old asshole Jen Murphy story.
I know, I'm such an asshole. Okay, so my mom had a friend that she worked with. They were really good friends, and I got to know her also. They were realtors together. So her friend invited them to a party at her house, and they invited me as well. And at the party, I was drinking, and I ended up making out with her best friend's daughter's husband.
Best friend's daughter's husband.
So
okay.
Wait, how did it? No, no.
Time out. You can't just go there. Like, what do you mean? You were just getting drunk. How old were you? You were 28 still?
21.
Okay. Wow. And so you were drinking.
So my mom left, but I stayed at the party.
What were you wearing? Were you attracting this older man or whatever it was?
I'm just sexy, whatever I wear, Rob. I'm just kidding. 20-year-old Jen was. I'm kidding. No, he was flirting with me. It wasn't just me.
Right.
But we were both drunk. And so we didn't make out at the party. We left and went to a bar. But this is a small town. It was like a local bar.
Right.
And her friend saw us making out, and it became a big scam. And then I got a call from my mom, because I didn't live at home anymore. Mm. The next Monday, my mom was at work with her best friend, and I get a call. She's like, you need to come in. I had to go into her real estate office and like my mom was mortified. Oh. She was so embarrassed.
What did you say?
Because then the daughter and husband like ended up almost getting divorced because he cheated. I like,
oh. What did you say?
You almost wrecked the whole thing.
Wow. Yeah.
What did you say?
I was just so sorry.
I'm 20. I didn't know. I had a drink. I don't know. I was drunk. Yeah. By the way, call me.
No. Jen, the home wrecker.
Well, you know what? We've all been in those situations. No, we haven't. Have you, Rob?
I've been in situations that. But that's pretty much an asshole story. Anything else? Come on, Jen.
I also got a man fired from the gym I worked at.
Oh.
Which gym? Co-worker. LA Fitness? Please let it be LA Fitness. Remember that? You know who's an asshole at the gym? Remember the LA Fitness that we used to go to?
Yeah.
Which one?
Okay.
Hollywood?
Yeah. No. The one off of like, it's like Cahuenga, I guess?
Yeah, by Universal Studios.
Oh, Universal. Yeah.
So there's this LA Fitness. Jen and I would go there and we'd always like just run for like hours or whatever. Like we would have TVs in front of us and we'd always ask them to change it to like a football game or whatever.
Oh, they were the worst.
And like, and it was like pulling fucking teeth, you know, like you'd go up to them and be like, hey, could you change the channel? They're like, yeah, I don't know how to do that, man. That's someone else that does that.
Someone else has
the
remote.
They always said they had no control over the team. And it'd be like Sunday during football season. And like, why is football not on this?
Yeah, you're watching the Housewives. And I'll be like, no one's watching this.
And there's like 15 TVs.
I would be so mad.
I would tell people, I'm like, raise your hands if you're watching the Housewives. And no one would. I'm like, who wants to watch football? And people would raise their hand and be like, all right, fucking, could you put... And then they would purposely not put the game that I wanted on.
Wow, Rob, you were at the gym during Sunday football?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know you like that.
Was back in the day. I was skinnier then, too.
Now you're just at the bar now.
I used to go and work out so hard before I went to the bar shit that I was going to put in.
Because that doesn't sound like the Rob I know.
It's
like,
a balance.
Sunday I'm going to work out.
Yeah, balance.
It's a balance, yeah, buddy. I know. So what happened? Okay, so you were at the gym and...
I was working at the gym. This was when I was only like 18 or so. I worked at the gym and...
Now we're going back in time. We're not even going forward.
We're
a 20-year-old Jen.
You keep getting younger, then we'll go back into your high school.
And then when I was five, I slapped my mama.
Right.
Oh, wait. This is a better story.
Oh, all right. So here we go. This is when people start to warm up.
No, this is when I was in third grade.
Third grade? Wow, we did a major jump. We didn't even skip high school.
There was this kid, Tommy, who was like so sweet. He wasn't like in love with me and he would like bring me presents and I was such a dick. And one time when he went to the bathroom, I put a tack right on his seat, right side up. So then when he came back and sat, he sat on the point of the tack.
Oh.
And I got in big trouble.
Did he feel it?
Yeah, he sat on a tack.
It's always like
no, he didn't feel it. That's the end of the story.
Well, it depends on what kind of tack. Because I think I've tried that with someone once when I was like probably that age or something, and it was like the tack wasn't like long enough to like go through all the clothing or whatever.
That's,
you know,
so mean though.
And I was pissed because I was like, oh man, they didn't even feel it. I was like, fuck, I gotta get a better tack.
I don't know why I was so mean as a child.
No, you were.
Did he jump up like cartoon style, like ow?
Yeah, and then the teacher took me in the closet and we got the ruler. Yeah, I went to Catholic school and you used to still get hit with a ruler.
Oh, wow.
Wow. You got hit for
that's
that.
That's where that happened, in the closet?
They just did it on your wrist.
Wow. Yeah, that doesn't seem like
in the closet.
What was her name? The
Mrs.
nun?
Santos. The nun?
Well, we have Mrs. Santos on the line right now. She's calling in.
Yeah, we...
Jen Murphy, I can't believe it. You and that tack.
Oh, my God. Catholic school. That must have been interesting.
Yeah, was all right. I mean, yeah. I didn't know any different.
Right.
Okay, what was the other asshole story you were going to say at the gym?
God, I feel like you're really disappointed in my stories.
I just want...
No, these are good stories. These are good stories.
I want to know who kills with the stories on this podcast.
No, we just dig.
Who is it?
We just keep digging.
Is it Eliza?
Yeah, she's been on this show numerous times. She's a fan favorite.
She's on every month. Yeah. Exactly. She's a regular.
No, Jen, I think that...
I've seen you
perform. I think that Jen is one of the people that... I mean, we spent a lot of time at the Ice House for like almost, 5 years?
That was so fun.
Through our growing
pain. Every weekend we got to perform.
Yeah, like we performed...
Stage two.
The annex. The annex, before it was stage two.
Yeah.
And great club. We would perform there, and it was like a packed house, always like a lively crowd. And it was like on Saturday. I mean, I talk about like the good old days. I feel like it was a mafia movie. It's like back in the days, there was a line all the way down the street.
Right.
I sound like Joey Gaynor. And then...
well, they're not even open, or they may not be open now.
That time, they had one booker that would book Friday and Saturday, and she booked us all the time. And Saturdays, there was 3 shows a night, so we got to stay there all night performing.
Great.
It was great.
That sounds like the good old days.
And she had everything set up, but she wasn't ready for technology, so she kept on sending physical tickets like in the mail. Like she would get people's like mailing
address. People were still doing that like when I started, like when I did like, you know, like Vargas's show and all that shit, like he would send me like tickets, or like I would get physical tickets from Dave McNary when you do those shows.
Dave McNary, man. Yeah. That was cool.
He was great. Yeah.
And then like, so this lady named Kim Lemore would
is that how you said it?
I don't know, Lemore. She was married to like a pilot, and she ran this moneymaker, and like tickets were like $2 each. Like they would get them in the mail, and like it was horrible, because when I was working there, like just dealing with people and people and their stupid questions. Like that's like a bit of an asshole period of my life where I'm just like, dude, shut the fuck. They're like, yo, it's $2.
We also weren't getting paid.
Yeah, we weren't getting paid either.
We were performing all night for free.
And you're driving out to Pasadena.
Exactly.
Which is not close,
exactly.
Depending on where you're at. But.
I loved it though, because it was like
it's a great club.
A hot crowd.
Yeah, it was so fun.
I've only performed there twice. I mean, like paid gigs or whatever, you know, that they and I was
Love
like, and I was like, oh, this is great. And I was like,
it's so good.
Super fun. Do you have any asshole stories doing comedy, like something that happened on a show one night or on like on the road or anything like crazy like that?
I got stories about Jen putting like Altoid somewhere.
Oh, I forgot.
Well, let's hear this.
That's not an asshole.
Oh, was that a certs?
No, I said. I mean, I meant to say it's not an asshole.
Well, it doesn't have to be an asshole. You can still tell if you want.
Well, this is something that happened. Sorry, Jen, it's hot. I know.
I'm really nice in comedy, I think.
You are very nice. No, you are nice. I don't think I've never heard of you in an argument or a beef.
But the Altoid story is funny.
Yeah, you can go ahead and tell this story, because
Mike Moratori.
Do you know Mike Moratori?
Yes, I know Mike.
Yeah, I'll fucking kill you. Yeah.
So at the ice, I don't know how it came about. If he told me to do it, or if I just. Offered.
I think he told you.
So I put it out. I went into the bathroom before my set, and I put an Altoid up inside my veg. I don't know why. I don't know how this conversation came up. It's Mike Moratori, so you can imagine.
Right.
And then Mike Moratori put it in his mouth afterwards.
No, he didn't!
Wait.
No, he didn't!
What was the purpose of putting it up there? Was it, was a dare?
I guess. And then I went on stage, and then...
It fell out?
Jen, yeah, exactly. During her set.
During that certs bit that you do?
It actually popped out into the audience member, and it went to their drink.
No, but I did have something fall out of my vag at the Ice House stage, too, another time.
What was that? What the
Several
fuck?
Times?
What
this
was
happened?
It, like a Coke or cocaine?
The
or?
Altoid never fell out. It just started to burn in the middle of my set.
Oh, yeah. All right. So everyone that's thinking of doing that, don't.
Don't.
Take the Altoid challenge.
Meant
Jen
for the,
Murphy.
It's meant for your mouth only.
Jen Murphy Altoid challenge.
I think I was probably hoping I was going to hook up that night, and I wanted to make sure it was smelled fresh. So I
so
stuck
you put
it
a
out
breath mint
up.
What?
That'd be great if there were breath mints that like worked both ways for that, like your mouth, your
vagina. Oh my God.
There should be.
Right?
Yeah.
There's an invention. Figure it out.
How has nobody invented the pussy breath
mint? The pussy breath mint. For your mouth or pussy.
Because that's going to look awful, especially
or
if a
asshole.
Guy goes down
for
like, oh, do you have a pussy mint, or do you have any?
You're gonna complain if someone's pussy tastes like cool mint or whatever.
You shouldn't ever ask a girl to put it in. I'm just saying it could be an option for a girl if she wants to.
Oh,
put
like, what if you went down on a girl and all of a sudden it tastes like certs? You're like, oh, all right. I guess they're using the new pussy mint. Brought to you by SmoothMyVagina.com.
Brought to you by Jen Murphy Altoid. Yeah. Altoid Vagina.
No, so one time I hooked up with this guy. This is gross, but only one time in my life have I ever had a yeast infection. It's disgusting.
I'm sorry.
I know there's some women that get them all the time, and I'm sorry. I don't mean to shame you. Your yeast.
Your yeast.
Well, it's a part of the body. You know, it happens.
I'd never. Some of them with women, it's regular, so they're used to it. I guess I'd never had it, and it didn't happen. I was like 35. So when it happened, I was like, what the f-? I mean, it's gross. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is, I went to Rite Aid or whatever, and I bought the Vagisil, whatever you're supposed to buy.
Vagisil.
But I think I didn't.
You'd be a spokesperson for Vagisil.
Vagisil.
I don't think I put it in correctly. I think there was probably a plastic inserter that, like a tampon where it's supposed to come
right.
out.
You didn't read the directions.
But I just put the whole thing up there.
Right.
And then I was at the ice house. And I was wearing a skirt, and as I was walking to the stage, the plastic part fell out of me and just
onto the stage
and just hit the floor like by somebody's chair. And I was like,
people looking at it? Like,
I just kicked it under. I don't think anyone, but I never picked it up. So that means some waiter, whoever cleaned the floor, had to find my
Vagina Vagisil plastic part.
My yeasty plastic.
Oh. Thanks, Jen.
That is funny. I mean, it's imagine like everyone like noticed it fall like in the middle of your set.
If
and it's
it
just,
had
like,
fallen
like literally like
during my set, yeah, would have been amazing.
Like plates fell over and people were just like, what was that?
Like, what excuse would I have for a piece of plastic falling out of my skirt?
Just calling it out. You'd have to just call it out in the moment. Like, yeah, that was my Vagisil plastic. Sorry. Anyway, next bit.
You can't even say, "Oh, I'm sorry. That's my Vagisil." Vagisil. Could you right there. Could you hand that to me?
And if it got a huge laugh,
that's my herpes cream. Is that
if it got a huge laugh, you might like be reenacting it as part of your act. I got to make sure my prop Vagisil plastic falls out at this moment.
I'm gonna do that tonight at the improv.
Yeah, that's my closer, my Vagisil. Have you seen my Vagisil? Anybody?
Yeah. Oh, it's right on your table next to your cocktail. Oh, there. Sorry. Oh my god, that is funny though.
Just constant disappointment from Rob today.
Rob was disappointed last night while he's doing a comedy show. I'm like, you should be excited. There's an actual audience, and he's just like, no, I'm good.
It's the world I live in. It's the world I live in, man. Sorry. I can't be happy-go-lucky all the fucking time.
I apologize.
People, yeah. You're like basically like saying, hey, put a fucking smile on your face. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I just thought that you were going to be a little happier with my asshole stories.
I love them. They're great. They're great conversation starters.
Always, I always try to push it more.
You got to push it, yeah. Because there's some people that will not. Some people only come in with one, and then they're like, yeah, I got nothing else to talk
some
about.
Some people come in with none. And or whatever, or they tell a story, and like the other person.
Some people
really
say I'm not an asshole, but I agreed to come on the show. Why? Why did you agree then? Oh, I didn't know it was called bullshit.
We had someone come on one time.
I sent you an email.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much.
He's like, I'm not an asshole.
Oh yeah, yeah. Then at the end, he's revealing shit he shouldn't be revealing.
I never was an asshole. I told a cab driver to drive really fast. I'm a dick.
Who is that?
It's Woody Allen. Yeah, no. That's who I thought he was doing, but now I don't know.
Suni, I love her.
Oh my god! All right, so do we want to talk about any news, Rob?
Yeah, let's talk about some news.
Want to talk about the Oscars a little bit?
It was the saddest, lowest party. Rating. Yeah.
No host from Union Station, downtown LA. Like,
they kicked homeless people out of their homelessness.
They moved the Best Picture category up to two spots before actor and actress, which was weird. It was a ratings thing that they were trying to do. And then they were hoping that Chadwick Boseman won the posthumous
people were really upset about
Best
that.
Actor. And then Anthony Hopkins wins, And he's not even there to accept it. And they're like, Anthony Hopkins, that's it. He's not here. Good night. And it was like so weird and shitty.
Oh, is that how it ended?
It ended that way. Usually it ends with Best Picture. They moved that up two spots, hoping that the Chadwick Boseman win would be like, oh my God, he deserves this. He's not.
It's a weird ending because
very weird.
What's his name said? Anthony Hopkins said that he would do it by satellite.
Yeah.
He couldn't fly back. And they said no. And
why?
So I don't know. They're stupid. That, just like they don't have a host. It's like this whole woke fucking bullshit. Yeah. Like
people
needs to,
tune
like,
in
stop.
For the comedian, you know, hosting it, making fun of things, whatever. It's part of the fun, I would say. But like, even and then they're saying Chadwick Boseman was snubbed. You know, and I did not see the movie with him, and I did see Anthony Hopkins' movie, and he was very good in it.
I heard Anthony Hopkins was amazing.
He was amazing, and you know,
they don't have to give it to somebody just because they die. I mean, Chadwick Boseman's amazing, but
then there's people like, well, it was Chadwick's only time to really get the award. You know, I'm like, well, Anthony's 83. I mean, he already has one for Science
Chadwick
of Lambs,
Boseman came out with a statement. He's all, fuck y'all
from yeah, heaven. Yeah, he came out with a statement. He's like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm done, man. I'm right done. Enjoy my work.
He doesn't give a rat's ass. He doesn't give a rat's ass. Right. Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah, but there was a lot of controversy over him not winning. And even his family is like, Chadwick doesn't care. Like, he's honored to be nominated.
Dude,
sure.
Exactly.
And
fuck.
He's dead.
But fuck, come on.
I hate that people make such a big deal about it. But that did look like the saddest party ever.
But it was, you know, I don't even think, like, no one saw half these movies this year because no one went to the theater. No one cared, I feel like.
The only part that was good was Glenn Close doing the butt. And that was
I didn't even see that part.
That's
I heard about it.
Yeah, she was doing the butt.
Yeah,
she was doing the dance.
I was, you know, I was like.
You know that was planned, though.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. But I was like, okay, it's in Union Station downtown. I'm like, how cool would it have been if someone took, like, the Metro to the Oscars and did, like, a whole photo shoot there, like, getting off there, coming into the awards, you know, like doing it, like, just like a regular Joe, you know? Or, like, getting their Oscar and then getting out of there on a train or something. Like, I don't know. Like, they should have incorporated.
You think in this climate,
yes,
with everyone,
the way people
are fucking behaving, like, lunatics?
Someone should have done that because, you know what? There were a lot of people that won and were nominated that no one even knows. Nah. So it's like, some of these people that are under the radar could have, like, just snuck out.
Nah, you're wearing a tux in Union Station. You're a fucking mark, dude. You're fucking
you're a mark.
You're a mark, dude. Get the fuck out of here.
Anyway.
You got homeless people there. It became a little ugly because of all
Oscars
that.
Oscars sucked. They were horrible.
They were horrible. And plus, all the screeners that they fucking sent were movies that you can get already on Netflix and all that bullshit. So, like.
Right. Yeah, we already covered that once.
All right, well, anyways.
All right, what else
next
you got
thing right? here. I got this thing for Jeopardy. This thing, Jen, do you know about this guy, Kelly Donahue?
No.
He was a 3-time champ, and what he did was he did this on the first one. Like, when he won the first time, he put his like hand up here like with a finger just one time, and then he won again. So he put 2, and then he won again, and then he put 3. But when he put this 3, I think he put it like this. So when he put this 3, it's a white supremacy symbol.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
Really?
So the
all right,
network,
wait, hold on. We have a clip here. Let's just show
the
it
network quick. Had to.
That's so ridiculous.
Here we go. Let's look at it so people can see it.
You have to apologize.
Obviously, they know it
there
is.
There it is.
That's it right there. All right.
You know what? People fucking
facing
suck.
Accusations against flashing a gesture associated with white
the
supremacy.
KKK. All right.
All right. Oh, I fucking hate people sometimes.
Well, there it is.
But this is insane. I've seen LeBron James do the same exact
people
gesture.
Aren't aware.
I've seen them do this or like.
I mean, you know when you're
like they do this.
I mean,
that's what he did right now. He just did this.
But you were on a game show. You were on a game show. You know, we've been on Price is Right. Like when you're on those things, you're not really thinking about shit. Like you're so into like the it's a rush.
Yeah, but especially if he already did it for 1 and 2, then obviously that's 3. It's not a white supremacist.
Right, and then he tried to explain himself, but then people were just attacking him and saying like you're a white supremacist, da da da, KKK.
Oh, you know, people can't do anything anymore without just being accused of something.
It's the woke mob. It's all like Adam Carolla said.
I'm surprised we're doing this show.
All woke, no joke. Right? That's what it is.
I mean, we have a show called I'm an Asshole, and I'm getting scared to be honest with you. Like, something bad's gonna happen at some point before something good happens.
I think from our past shows alone, if anything happened where one of us popped off and like anything.
Well, we have popped off, and it's like I always say, you know what? We don't have anything like. We don't have anything for anyone to take away from us right now.
Right,
so, like,
exactly.
Let's get this show to be a success for tuning in and shit. Then take it away or try to, and we'll fight you.
I mean, that is the one good thing about the place that we're at right now with comedy.
Cause yeah.
At least what? Nobody's going to cancel us.
Right. Like, we can't get canceled. Like, we're not.
You're canceled.
We're not successful.
I'm not even on. What the fuck?
We're not successful enough to be canceled. But, like, we're hoping to become somewhat successful so we can do this for a living or whatever, you know? And it's like, let us just have that. And then you know, then if we get too big, then we'll be attempted to be canceled for sure, which is fine.
I can't wait to be canceled.
Yeah, right?
That's our goal.
Yeah, like it's just like you just get that money and then all of a sudden, fuck you it's money. Done. Yeah. Fuck you. You're over.
Right.
I'm like, fuck.
But I think us having a show called I'm an Asshole, it's like we're already saying, yeah, come and cancel us, motherfuckers. We're already saying we're assholes, so I don't give a shit.
You're guilty of being an asshole, yeah.
Yeah, did you not read the title of the show? All right. Anyway, all right, what else we got?
Well, we also got a man in Oregon. He went up to some Asian people. This is Asian hate is going really big.
Yeah.
But I love the way this says it here. But he says he goes to an Asian guy with his son.
I'm gonna put the fan on for Jen. It's hot.
I'll slit your throat. And then he says the G word.
Oh no.
And then he says about sodomizing his son.
So sodomizing his son.
Yeah, you got very specific.
Oh, thank you.
He says, Oregon man allegedly threatens to kill Asian father and sexually assault son in grocery store.
Jesus.
So I guess he was trying to buy some Oreos with some almond milk. And I'm
what
just
happened?
Kidding.
I missed what you were saying.
Sent him over the edge?
Could you imagine if that was his order? Like, he's just like, yeah, I'm just trying to get some kale. And these Asian guys are in front of me.
Oh my god, that's yeah. So yeah, that's horrible.
Well, that's what happened in the news.
Why
that's
are
it.
People so angry?
I don't know. Everyone's just fucking really fucking yeah. mad.
I don't know what else happened in the news this week. Well, slow news week.
A lady's Gaga's dog nappers got arrested.
Right. So we covered that story when it happened, and that was personal to me because I am a dog walker. When Lady Gaga's dog walker
check
got shot.
This out, Jen. What happened when you found that out? You decided to make a GoFundMe for the guy that got shot.
So.
You did?
We did an episode.
See how you're smiling right now?
So when I found that out, I was like, oh, let me start a GoFundMe for the dog walker. I don't know him personally, but you know, I've had a dog business for 12 years. It's like a small community, whatever. And I'm like, oh, that's horrible. I'm like, I've had that same fear of like someone trying to steal some dog from me or shooting or whatever. And I started a GoFundMe. I put it on like the West Hollywood Dog Facebook group, and then I got like a bunch of hate like comments saying like, you don't even know this person. Like I'm sure Lady Gaga will take care of it for him. Like now you just look like you're collecting money for yourself. Like all this shit
started getting.
And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm taking it down because you know what? Like I don't want this affecting my business at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. I was like trying to do something good, and I was like. There's too many fucking haters out there. And like, if it wasn't Lady Gaga's dog walker, if it was anyone else's dog walker, Joe Blow, no one, they'd be like, oh my God, here's $20, here's $50. Yeah. But like, because it's associated with a celebrity, everyone's ready to fucking, you know, state their opinion on it.
This whole situation pisses me off because the fact is that like, she did put out a reward that said $500,000, no questions asked. So they got caught because the lady that was involved with the whole scheme tried to like turn the two French bulldogs over in hopes of collecting $500,000. Then she got arrested and then she like let it all out. And then the other people were, four other people were arrested as well in a whole conspiracy to steal this dog.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that they found everyone and arrested everyone because that was a fucked up situation. And
well, I hear
the dog walker's okay. He recovered.
So. Lady Gaga's quoted as saying, fa la 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 farah. No.
Farrar.
Don't you feel like they spend more time looking for like missing dogs than missing children?
Yes. I'm fine with
that. And this is why I don't like dogs.
See, I'm the opposite.
This
I'm like,
is why I don't. Are you part of QAnon? Is that
I got to be honest with you. I got to be honest. If I get like an alert on Citizen, like there's a dog missing, I will go look for the dog. But the Amber alert, I'm like, they're going to find that kid.
That kid's dead. That kid's done.
I don't know. Like, it's weird. It's a weird thing. Maybe because I don't have kids. I don't know. But like, I'm always like, if I'm driving and I see a dog like alone in the street, I'll stop and go get it. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
if you see a baby, you just keep driving.
Yeah, probably.
No, but
yeah.
How many times have you passed a homeless person where they're the way they're laying on the sidewalk? You're like, they're probably passed out, but they could be dead. But you just keep walking.
Yeah.
But if it was a dog.
If it was a dog, I'd pick it up and bring it
home.
Really? Yeah.
Even if it was a really healthy dog, sitting alone, you'd be like, why are you alone,
gonna,
dog?
Are you going to pick up the homeless person and bring it home?
I would. No, but check his pulse.
I'm not touching him.
Really?
You got gloves? You're doing this barehanded.
The fact that we just pass by people possibly dead on the sidewalk?
Yeah, call 911.
That's our norm?
Call 911 on the way to the bar, wherever you're going.
That's life.
On the way to the open mic at the Improv, you call 911 because you want to get there on time to sign up or whatever. You know?
West Hollywood is rated number 4 most dangerous city with the most violence now.
West Hollywood?
Yes, West Hollywood.
I live in Hollywood, so it's West Hollywood's worse than Hollywood? Is that what they're saying?
Just came out. Yeah, like
really?
Like right after Compton, like right up there with them.
Wow.
Like, yeah, it's fucking
and
insane.
West Hollywood used to be very safe.
So I am not going to fall for that trick, Jen Murphy, when I see someone laying on the ground
I won't fall for it either after I had that homeless guy attack my car a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah, exactly, Jen Murphy. Did you hear about the homeless guy that attacked his car?
Yeah, there was a homeless guy living across the street.
Let me tell you the story.
Went to my car with a lead wrench.
Attacked his car.
Oh my God! Oh my!
I wish
you
had that footage just to show Jen Murphy because she doesn't.
I do have it. I mean, it's on the episode that we did.
I'm just saying, like, if you had it, like,
I don't have it right now. No. Yeah. We'll show it to her.
So glad we're going to West Hollywood after this.
Yeah. Right. Well. Yeah. Exactly. Well, Jen, you really put yourself out there today on the Asshole Podcast.
You know, I felt like I had good stories, and I just feel like I disappointed Rob. But thank
you
for
having me.
You
did not disappoint me. No.
No. I was impressed with these stories.
I've known you forever, so, like, I just...
All right, let's recap. Let's recap. We learned that...
Well, I dated Burger. Does that make me an asshole?
Who?
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Oh, wow.
Wait, who? Who are you talking about? I don't know those.
No, just some guy. Like,
no, but this was fun. Thanks for having me.
That'd be
me.
Crazy of course, if you watched that.
Just so we learned that Jen will, if you have herpes and you tell her last minute, she's going to leave you alone in bed. That's not an asshole, but that's something we discovered tonight.
If you tell her you have AIDS, she'll stay.
Tell her you have AIDS, you stay. So pick one or the other. We learned that if you're sitting down, Jen might put a tack under your chair or on your chair and you sit on it. So look at your seat before you sit down when you're with Jen.
And we also learned that there should be pussy mints.
And yeah, Jen is going to start a new company called Pussy Mints that are good for your mouth or your vagina.
It's for and they'll be like adult and kid size.
The Muff Mint.
Muff Mint, yeah. There you go. Well, Jen, you put yourself out there today. The way we usually end the show is by you stating your name and saying that you're an asshole. So the floor is yours.
Hi, my name's Jen Murphy, and I'm an asshole.
There you go, folks. Jen Murphy, and she's an asshole. But she came on the show today, and she redeemed herself, so she can go in peace. Jen, thanks for coming on to the show. Make sure you check out Jen on Instagram at Jen Murphy Comedy. Do you have any shows coming up? Anything you want to plug?
I'm going to be in Fresno on this Saturday, May 1st.
There you go. Fresno.
This Saturday?
This Saturday.
What show are you doing?
Comedy Chateau on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Comedy Chateau in North Hollywood on Sunday.
Check out my website, jenmurphy.live, for all my show dates.
There you go. Check out the website, folks.
And for your mint pussy. Or pussy mints.
Yeah.
Muff mints.
The muff mints are coming soon.
The double M.
Yeah, exactly.
The muffint.
All right. Well, this has been fun, guys. Thanks for coming in, Jen. I appreciate
it.
Rob, thanks as always. All right, guys. So make sure you follow us on A-Hole Podcast and the YouTube channel at Doug Bass Comedy and at A-Hole Podcast. And subscribe and tell two friends because we appreciate it. And remember, folks, don't be an asshole. But if you are, laugh about it. Bye.
You've been listening to I'm an Asshole with Doug Bass. Please subscribe to us on all streaming platforms. Have a good asshole story? Email us at Doug@DougBassComedy.com. We'll see you next time.